I have Madeline with the Two Harbors Public Library on the line for the weekly update. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. And you are not going to believe it. I have a new book about CCR on my computer right now.
You are so ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Isn't it good? Oh, my God. Talk about when you think about who is the most quintessential American band.
Right.
I would put them right up there.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's a song for everyone by John Ligman. Subtitle is The Story of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just got so excited, you know, because how do you not get pumped with CCR in the morning?
But right?
So good to hear from you.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, we started off with a good plug right there. You have it on the shelves of the Two Harbors Public Library. What else is happening with you guys?
We have so many exciting opportunities coming up for book lovers. Do you want to hear a little bit about some of our new book clubs?
Ooh, you have more book clubs? Yes.
Heck yes. So this summer we did a pretty intensive community survey asking folks what are they looking for in a book discussion group. What time, what topic, all of that good stuff. And so we have three book groups for adults right now.
Sweet.
Monday morning. So this is the second Monday of the month. The next one will be Monday, November 14th. So this is monthly on Mondays from 11 to noon. They're called the Genre Jumping Book Club. And for this book club, everybody picks a book within a specific genre, and everybody comes with whatever book they read and talk about what they like, what they didn't like, what they thought about the genre. And this month, it's all about women and World War II historical fiction. And Groovily Moogly, I had no idea how many books there were with women in World War II historical fiction.
Right? That's so specific.
Oh, my gosh. Next time you're in at the Two Harbors Public Library, above our new DVDs, we have a display up for this book group. And we, oh, my gosh, it's a job in and of itself keeping this display filled because these books are flying off the shelves.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome. So in this book club, is there like a mediator or how does that work?
Great question. Yeah. So my colleague Nicole gives a little bit of an intro to the genre, what makes it popular, what are some suggested read-alikes, and then opens it up to the group to kind of book talk and share about what they read.
That is so awesome.
I love this opportunity because sometimes people find something that they love and never would have read, but I think it's just as fun when you read a book way outside of your comfort zone and think, okay. Earlier this year, I think in September, the genre was Westerns, and I think none of the participants had ever thought to read a Western before, you know, because you're in your habit, you read what you like.
Yeah.
It's tough to branch out.
Oh, that's so cool. And this is once a month, so you have plenty of time to read. It's not a lot of pressure, and I'm sure they're not real intense, big reads.
Exactly. Oh, and speaking of not a lot of time, perfect segue. We have a book group called the Short and Sweet Book Club.
Yeah.
We got a lot of feedback from folks who want to be a part of a book discussion group, but life gets so busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this meets on third Thursday of the month from 6 to 6:45. And this book group discusses something short and sweet, something you can read on your lunch break at work. For November, they're reading Rip Van Winkle by Washington Irving. And these they're all short stories,
mm-hmm.
essays, long poems, something you can read in about 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And because these are so short, we have copies printed at the front desk. So next time you're in, just ask for the short and sweet story of the month, and you're able to pick up a copy. This group started last month and has been looking at some kind of historical stories you might have missed. And they started out with The Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Gilman, which is probably one of the first, like, feminist texts that I encountered.
Mm.
And so it's really, it gets under your skin. And there was a fantastic discussion about that.
So if it's short and sweet, the books or the writings that you discuss are short and sweet, how long of a meeting do you all gather for?
Great question. 45 minutes.
Perfect. Nice.
And that is the third Thursday of the month from 6 to 6:45.
Excellent. And now you said there was three, so what's that last teaser?
This is the one that I think you're going to geek out about the most. So sit down. So obviously there's a lot of book nerds like me that just have to explode and talk about whatever we're reading right now. maybe in the middle of radio introductions, talked about a new CCR book. So this book group, we're calling Books and Brews. So bring whatever book you're reading, and you'll be able to learn what other folks are reading, chat a little bit more with other book lovers. And it's called Books and Brews because it's going to be held at Castle Danger Brewery.
Oh, cool.
Yes. This is the third Tuesday of each month from 6 to 8. Come as long as you can. If you only have 5 minutes and you want to pop in, great. If you're able to make an evening of it with yourself, your spouse, your friends, whatever works, from 6 to 8 at that long table in Castle Danger Brewery. And we are so grateful for this partnership. This is during their teacher night, so teachers already receive a discount. But in addition, Castle Danger will give $1 off your first drink if you come in with a book for Books and Brews Night.
I love partnerships. That is so, so cool. Oh, my goodness. That's so awesome. And that the teachers are there and you can be talking about, you know, that like I see a beautiful friendship and partnership happening with that, you know, population of, just all people geeking about literature.
Exactly. You don't need to buy a beer to participate. Library will provide snacks. If you would like to buy a beverage, Castle Danger has both alcoholic and non-alcoholic offerings.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And that has that started already?
That starts this month on November 15th. So it'll be the third Tuesday of every month.
Okay, great. And this is a lot of detailed information. And so listeners can go to your website or visit your Facebook page.
Stop on our Facebook, go to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com. Grab a print newsletter next time you're in at the library at 320 Waterfront Drive here in Two Harbors. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
That is excellent. Yay. Anything, I mean, you always have wonderful things happening, but anything else that you wanted to point out specifically today?
So I would also mention that we have a book discussion group coming up for kiddos. Mm. So if there's a young one in your life, Mondays in November, the Mini Monday Book Club is going to be coming together and reading The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Barnhill. This is a book that I, as an adult, really enjoy, but we really want to make sure that this is a protected space for our tweens and teens. So it's a longer book, so instead of reading this whole book for a discussion, they're reading it chapter by chapter throughout the month. But other than that, you know I could talk to you for 80,000 years.
Right? Oh, that's so awesome. I so appreciate you making time for community radio and sharing and partnering with us here at KTWEH every month, twice a month. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Here. And thank you so much. And I learned something from you about public radio, that we're able to listen to shows that have passed on the archives on ktwh.org. So just everything about this, I'm all about. And this is such a great way to get my workday started. So thank you.
Wonderful. Well, you enjoy your day, and we will talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Get back to the music. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of every month to give us the lowdown. There's just so much energy and happenings there at our own Two Harbors Public Library.